Good evening. My name is Andrew Guy, and I'm a student project manager for the Clark Forum for Contemporary Issues. On behalf of the Department of Spanish and Portuguese, the Department of Latin American Studies, and the Clark Forum, I would like to welcome you to tonight's event, The Fence, The View from Tijuana. Located directly across the U.S.-Mexico border from San Diego, the city of Tijuana is home to almost 1.5 million people and is one of the fastest-growing cities in Mexico, with an average of 80,000 people moving to Tijuana each year. At the northern border of this city lies a 14-mile-long fence separating the United States and Mexico. Completed in 1993 by the U.S. Border Patrol, the fence was erected as a means to halt illegal immigration. Since its construction, debate has raged throughout the United States about the wisdom of extending the fence along the entire U.S.-Mexico border. While most of us are familiar with how Americans view the fence, the question begs to be asked, what are the views of Tijuana residents? How do they feel about the effects of the fence on each of our societies? In particular, how does this offense affect the lives of women, immigrants, and the indigenous Mexican population? We are fortunate to have with us this evening Guillermo Alonso Meneses, a cultural anthropologist, researcher, and professor at El Colegio de la Frontera Norte in Tijuana, Mexico. In 2006, Alonso became the director of the Cultural Studies Department at El Colegio de la Frontera Norte. Alonso has been at the forefront in examining the effects of the current U.S. border security on certain segments of the Mexican population. At this time, I would like to ask that you turn off all cell phones and electronic devices. Also, please hold all questions until the question and answer session at the end of the program. Because this event is being taped, and some audience members may be hearing impaired, please wait until the microphone has been brought to you before beginning to speak. And now, please join me in welcoming Guillermo Alonso Meneses.
Thank you so much for the invitation at the Dickinson College, especially at the Clark Forum for Contemporary Issues and the also Latin American Studies and Spanish Portuguese Department. I was born in Canary Island in Spain, in the North African island, but we are Spanish and European. And I live in Mexico from the 1997, and in Tijuana, I live in Tijuana from the 1999. In the last 10 years, my point of view about this border, the Mexican U.S.-Mexican border, has seen a change. Do you understand my Spanglish? Thank you. These pictures, I have 125 slides. Is the work of the last 10 years. I want to think about this fact. Because my experience changed. In the last year, I am working do comparison between the U.S.-Mexican border and the North Africa and Spanish and Canary Island and Europe, focusing in the issue of the illegal alien or undocumented migration flows. All right. This wall, this picture is the year 2000. I like this sunset. I like this wall, but I won't talk with you about the different dimensions in this border. All right. This is the leitmotif. I prefer focusing the question of the question illegal immigrants and waiting to cross the border. But the terrorism and drug trafficking, if do you want, we will talk at the last of the presentation. All right? Because the terrorism and drug trafficking impact in the reality of the border, in the facts of the border. Tijuana, in the last year, is under the violence of the cartel of the drug. All right. Ciudad Juárez, the people in Ciudad Juárez can't believe what happened now. The explanation is the violence of the narcotic cartels, drug cartel. Okay. This is the historic explanation. This chart is from the Department of Homeland Security. Are the apprehension from 1965 to 2005. These are the in the year of the 1986. There is a regularization process in United States, IRCA, Immigration Reform. Immigration reform. I don't forget the another question. This explains this peak. This peak is the 2000, all right, and down the apprehension in the United States on the general and the Southwest, especially the Southwest border, especially. Do you understand my English, Spanglish? Yeah. Okay. This is the U.S.-Mexico border. All right. This map is from the Department of Homeland Security. Also, my work is in the last 10 years is especially in Tijuana, San Diego, in Otay Mountains, and the south of California, and this part from Lukeville and to Sasabe. All right, this is my field work is here in this area. This is the scene border. This is a border. It's a little thin line, an invisible line sometimes. This is a penny in there. This is in the 1999. NGO from United States and from Mexico use this fence to remember the problematic of the flows of the illegal aliens, undocumented aliens, irregular aliens flow. This is the downtown of San Diego. This is the corner, the west corner, the southwest corner of the United States. Imperial Beach, and this is Tijuana. These fence are all portable road to the first Gulf War, is possible, and all portable aircraft, no, helicopters, helicopters. I think. portable material for the first Gulf War.
Yeah. It's pierced steel plating, which is used to build airfields. And so what they did is they put it all together and then stood it up.
Okay. Thank you, the technician coming. Okay. This is Playas de Tijuana. NGOs from USA and Mexican side use this border for the remember of the migrants. This is the name of migrant death in the San Diego region or the South Arizona region. This is another year, the ocean, the salt, the corrosion. Yeah, the iron is corrosive of the salt. This patch is because the immigrants cut the iron and made the holes in the fence. All right, this explain this part here. This picture is from 2003. Is guardian a gatekeeper operation of the border patrol. This picture. This is the NGOs from USA and Mexico. And this is the symbol of the immigrant that go, they cross the border at the south of Arizona in the desert of Altar. And the gallon of water is the symbol of the immigrant that died in the desert. All right? It's incredible. The iron is the corrosion. The hole. This is a metaphor of the this fence. Many people could defense and they won't go to the United States. This is a meeting in the park of Parque de la Amistad or Friendship Park in the between in the border near of beach. These people came. To the San Diego, they are a U.S. organization that support two immigrants from the Minuteman. Do you remember the question of Minuteman a few years ago? They are brown beret. They are veterans of the Army of the United States, and they made a meeting in the around the fence. This is the American side. This is Mexican side. This is the park of Parque de la Amistad or Friendship Park. Zapatistas. This is the American side. Fidel Castro. I love Cuba, but I don't like Fidel Castro. But this guy have Fidel Castro. This is Friendship Park. This is no border wall. Sometimes Hollywood take this fence like the drop. ¿Cómo es la palabra? Drop. Backdrop. Backdrop. Is people from Hollywood shoot a scene? Right. They sell the pictures with the border like a backdrop. This is a artistic performance. This is the world, and American artists made this performance at scale to jump to United States. This day, the cannon man, jumped the fence and go to the United States The backdrop, the municipal policemen of Tijuana and your group of the rock and roll in a festival in the fence. The policemen of Tijuana. United States and Mexican flag is the drag backdrop. Sometimes the artists go to the fence to make the video clip. This singer is a Guatemalan singer, Arjona, and the name of the song is the El Mojado, the wet bag, and is filming here in the in defense. This is Amistad Friendship Park, or Parque de la Amistad. In the border region, many families have members in the United States and members living in Mexican side. And sometimes they was going to this park. This woman is talking. Maybe your husband or your brother. He lives in United States, and this is the significance of the park of Friendship Park. This is the American side. These people they live in south of San Diego and talk with your families or relatives in Mexican. This park now don't exist. For the defense, this another example. I take this from the website of the Friendship Park, and 40 years ago, this text is the Joseph Nevins, a geographer that now works here in a college of the East Coast. He says, nearly 40 years ago this month, First Lady Pat Nixon crossed the U.S.-Mexico border and embraced Mexican children, saying, "I hate to see a fence anywhere. Times have changed," write the commentator, and ironically, President Richard Nixon helped to bring about many of these changes. And this picture is the 70s. Pat Nixon is, this is a tree. That symbolize this Friendship Park. It's a symbol. This park was a symbol from the friendship between Mexico and United States. It's the charge of symbolic is very important. This is the 74 and Pat Nixon talking with these people. This is the Toreo of Tijuana. It's a bullfighting. All right. This is the. But now the people from the Friendship Park is American Association protest because this park disappeared. Border Patrol redesigned a Friendship Park with limited access and human touch. All right. This is the website. I picked the black and white picture from this website. And now this is the Friendship Park, two fence. I love the old Friendship Park, but I hope that 1 year, this fence disappear and the people go again, the touch human status. This is the tree of the Pat Nixon. This is. This is the old status. The contact between the people from America and the people from Mexico. This guy is from American NGO, and they are from the news, Fox News, talking. These people from this is the Mexican side, and these people is an organization from United States, and they celebrate the hacker border. It's a meeting, imaginative meeting. Todos somos ilegales. We are all illegal. And they celebrate the border hack meeting in the 2005 year. They won't delete the border, and they do it. Some year, the border is deleted for the hackers. and is the chain of defense is the army of the United States. The border disappear. And the construction a new fence is irregular. This is the 2006, the year of 2006. This is the fence near of the Tijuana Beach. The double fence. This is in the death days in November 1 and 2 of November, the NGO from United States and from Mexico made this performance to remember the immigrant death, and they are finding solution from this tragedy. This is the last year, 2009. They put 5,100 white cross. It's for remember, no olvidar, no forget these people. It's a problem. The immigrant debt is a problem, but nobody now how can we resolve this question. In between Spain and the north of Africa, or between the Canary Island and the West Africa, Northwest Africa, there is similar problem. Immigrant debt is a tragedy in the Asia also, in the Indic Ocean and Pacific Ocean waters. This is the cempasúchil flower. It's the flower of the dead days in the native Mexican, in the central Mexico. It's a symbolic, this flower symbolizes the death day. If this performance is remember to the Mexican society this problem, because the people in Tijuana or the people in Mexico don't see this dimension, no? The dangers of the cross the desert, the danger of the go to the United States across to the desert, all right? This is the day dead in the 2005, in November 2005. This is another, in Mexico, the name of this artifact is the altar, altar de muertos or dead altar. It's typically of the Indian of the south of Mexico, all right? And this altar is for the migrantes muertitos, o sea, little migrant dead is... se dice cariñoso, ¿no? Nombre cariñoso, a diminutive of in Spanish, and the flower, all right? This performance is insists in this question for because the Mexican society ignore this dimension of the undocumented immigration or illegal immigration or irregular immigration. In Mexico, the people forget the immigrant debt, the dangers of the immigration. And it's necessary this performance to denunciar o ¿cómo se diría denunciar en inglés?
Denounce.
Sorry, my translator. Thank you so much. Denounce forget. All right. This is another performance in another year. This is another performance to remember this the names of immigrants. The water gallon that symbolizes the migrants in the desert. This is of the Santolo or dead festival in the native Aztecas or Nahuas in the central Mexico. This is a cemetery. This is a grave, alright? The ancestor and the cempasúchil, the dead flower, alright? And it's the cemetery. The people eat and drink in above the grave and dancing too. This is a cempasúchil, the altar. This is the idea of the these NGOs take this idea of the homenage to the dead. All right. This is another block. This is the north of Sonora in Mexico. The U.S.-Mexican border is near of here, and this is the Death Road. Sí, es de carreteras de tierra, pistas de tierra, ¿no?
Sand
Road, all right. This Sand Road go to the border, to the U.S.-Mexican border. This is the south of Arizona, and this is the more important corridor for the enter of the flow of illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants. USA is near of here. And the migrants go in these vans near to the border and cross through the desert. This is the US-Mexico border in the Altar Desert. Now this is changed, but it's the old fence in the desert. This explains because many people from the 2000 year go to the south of Arizona for this border. This is the Tijuana. This is the ocean and the city. This is another performance. This is the immigrant and the gallon of water. This is casket. Yeah. This is another performance of the immigrants to remember what happened. This is making a video clip, a rock group, and the fence and the casket like the backdrop. In the 2005 year, the people used the fence to like a museum wall, all right, and made an exposition of pictures of the Tijuanenses artists. The name is the La Tercera Nación, the Sears Nation. Between United States and between Mexico, there is a Sears Nation, the border region. This is the idea of this exposition. These are pictures of the local artists. This is the east of Tijuana. One certain day, I made field work here in the east of Tijuana. It's a poor neighbor. I asked to the people, what do you think about this fence? They say, oh, it's good. We have our fence around the home. An American can do your fence in your... They go, oh, pues, yeah, it's okay. The perception of the fence, the people of this neighbor is U.S. territory, is U.S. fence, and it's all right, no problem. I hope. Oh, the people will say, oh, the fence is ugly. Oh, the fence is horrible. No, no. It's okay. O sea, I have my fence around the home. And me, like anthropologist, say, yeah, pues, it's certain. And change my perception of the phenomena. In Spain, there is this fence in the two cities in the north of Africa, Ceuta and Melilla. Is a Spanish town in African continent, and there is three, four fence, and the people say, yeah, it's Spanish question. Okay, pues, yeah. And this is important because the general perception of the fence in Mexico is it's a question of the United States, and they can build this fence. The migration is a problem, and they made a solution with this strategy. Yeah. This is in the night, San Diego, the south of county. This is another dimension. This cemetery, no? Is in the south of California, is near of Calexico. Hotville is the name of this little town. And this grave is from immigrant dead and don't identify. Unknown, desconocido. Thank you. Another translator. And this is the grave, the name of these people, these dead that they are unknown in the grave. Say John Doe. Or Jane Doe is female. The dead is female. Is Jane Doe. And this is people that they have no name and they have not a nationality, okay? And they dead in the south of California or Yuma, Arizona, Yuma, the south of Yuma. This is another of dimension of this problem. So, I finish with the fence, and I won't remember to origin of the Tijuana. This is the minarete, Al Minar or Minarete, in the Muslim mesquite. In the Muslim religion, this minaret or this Al Minar is a religious construction. But in Tijuana, the minarete is not religious, have not religious significance. This is a chimenea of the old casino hotel built in the 20 years for the American empresarios, enterprises. is in the 1929. It's the low dry years in the United States, and the people from Hollywood or the people from south of California cross the border and go to the Tijuana, to the cantinas, bares, and this is the chain mania of the casino hotel. This casino hotel, many Hollywood stars go here to Tijuana in aeroplane and play here in the 90s, 29 of the century, past century, all right? And these are the neighbors of Tijuana. We understand the immigration, we can understand the illegal immigration if we understand that in Mexico are living 50 million of poor people. This is the problem of the border, of the flow of undocumented, illegal, irregular immigrants. This is the swimming pool of the old casino. This old hotel casino is destroyed in the 1975 because the people in Tijuana associate this hotel casino with the Black Legend of Tijuana. They don't remember the dry law years, all right, and the narcotraffic years in the 30, in the 30 and 40, 20, 30 and 40. This is the donkey zebra, symbolizes the tourist attraction for the tourists. In Tijuana, the tourists from United States is broken in the year 2004-2005 because the violence of the drug cartel in Tijuana is a violence. Yo tengo miedo. I have fear to live in Tijuana. I understand that the American tourists have fear to go to Tijuana because between the 2004 to the today, the violence of the narcotraffic in Mexico now an explosion, irrational explosion, and Tijuana is one city where this violence is manifesting daily. No tourists now in the Revolution Avenue. This is the first novel about Tijuana. It's Tijuana Inn. She is a Mexican-American, was born in the south of California, and she's the protagonist of the novel. This is novel, no? It's a romance novel. This novel is from 1932, the first edition. And she is a bootlegger, a smuggler of the alcohol, and also opium. She smuggler alcohol and opium from Tijuana to south of California, San Francisco or Nevada. Paradox of the history: the first novel inspired in Tijuana talk about the drugs. The people in Tijuana dice, "Oh no." Black Legend. It's impossible that the most old novel, the argument is the narcotraffic and the violence between organization from the United States and the police of the United States. But the more interesting is that the protagonist was born in the south of California. He's Mexican American. This is the revolution. We saw American tourists. That is a more important fountain of wealth. Is do you understand the metaphor of fountain of wealth? But the violence of the narcotraffic broke this industry, the touring industry. And now the people from United States go to the to Tijuana for buy in the apotheque. ¿Cómo se dice? Farmacias, pharmacy or apotheque. This is the people go to Tijuana for the pharmacy to buy medicine. It's very cheap, and for the dentist. The service of dentist is very cheap, and many people go now for these two items, pharmacy and dentist, all right? But the disco, all discos, oh, all discos, discotheque, now is a bad business. And I finish here. My friends from San Diego give me this T-shirt. I always talking about the Homeland Security, and they buy me in the LA this T-shirt. Digo, oh, I so sorry. From a souvenir from the San Diego. Digo, oh, thank you so much, Geronimo and your friends in the south of the United States. If do you want, we can talk now. If do you want now about the question of the my opinion about the drug trafficking, about the illegal immigrant and the terrorists, I think that the terrorists in Al-Qaeda terrorists that cross the border for the southwest, I don't know, but it's possible, no? Because the new concept of the border, the Homeland Security, understand that three items are important in this new concept of the border: the terrorists, the drug trafficking, and the illegal immigrant. The drug trafficking, I understand that this is a hard problem. The illegal immigrant is a problem, and the terrorists is is possible. It's possible. O sea, but I don't know if the Al-Qaeda terrorists cross to United States from the Mexico. It's a possible, but I don't know. If do you want, can talk about this question.
Okay. At this time, we'll have a short question and answer session. If you have a question, if you could please indicate that to Josh or I, and we'll come around with the microphone. Please wait until the microphone has been brought to you before beginning to speak. Are there any questions?
Sir, you mentioned about a drug and you identified it as a cartel or cartels. Is it that organized, or are these just groups trafficking drugs? Is it organized like the oil cartel was back in the 70s, where they were coming together to control prices and supplies? Is it that type of a situation?
Okay. Por si acaso se me haya escapado. Oh, okay. The cartel of drugs. In Mexico, the cartel of drugs now, from the 1986, but especially from the 1995, the cartel of drug have many power. And actually, there is a region in Mexico that the power, the authority, is the cartel of drug. Now in Mexico, there is five cartels of drug. Important, the most important are the Sinaloa cartel, the Ciudad Juárez cartel, the Tijuana cartel, but in the last years appear two cartels more important, the Zetas or cartel in the east side of the border between Tamaulipas state and Texas state, and incredible, but a new strong cartel in the Michoacán, in the central Mexico. And they are little cartels, but they have many money and many gun power. And in my opinion, these six cartels in whole operate, they have organization in United States also. In many cities of the United States, this cartel are penetrate in the southern region, but in Alaska, the people talk, the cartel of Tijuana leave cocaine to Alaska. It's incredible. Or the cartel of Sinaloa or the cartel of La Familia de Michoacán leave drug to Chicago. In my opinion, this cartel, yes, have many power in Mexico, but also in United States. But in the Mexico is a big problem because a more important region of the Mexico are in the under these cartels, rural areas, but also cities, Tijuana, El Paso. Is okay the answer, or do you need another precision?
Are they rivals among themselves? Do cartels go against other cartels within Mexico? Does Tijuana go against Sonora and for market area? Is there violence among the cartels?
Okay. Good question. Actually, the violence is between them, but also between the state, the police, and the policeman, and the cartels. This war, the many enemies, all attack to all. In Mexico, there is a problem. The police is a weak police. Is and the corruption made to many policemen work to the cartels, and the Mexican army play a role in some region. The Mexican army is welcome, okay. In some place like Ciudad Juárez. Is polemic the role, but this war, in fact, is between the Mexican army and the government army versus these cartels, and yes, between this then. In Tijuana, there is a war from the 2005 to last January when the police. Of Mexico, the people say that the DEA, DA, give the information, and the police go and catch this narco-trafficant in the south of in the Baja California south. And now in Tijuana, the war is down because a faction is apprehended for the police. In the January, the more sanguinary bloody, the more bloody narco-traffic from Tijuana is apprehended in the last January in the south. But in other region, the war is very hard in Ciudad Juarez. This last week in Monterrey, a more important city in Mexico, there is killed the last week. And in Guerrero, do you know or do you listen talk about Acapulco Beach? Well, in this state, Guerrero State, the warrior state, in the last week, there is many dead in the battle between cartels of the drugs.
I would just add to this that Harper's magazine had an article recently. It was an interview of a killer for one of these syndicates. And he said he doesn't know who's on top of what he works for, and he's kept from knowing even. And they have routines where he and some others will be sent to do a killing. And then they have their rest period. They're sent away on a vacation with some money. And then they're sent on the next one. So it's very, very well organized. This is a rather revealing article. That's why I bothered to mention it in addition to what you're saying.
Okay. No. Okay.
Te voy a hacer la pregunta en español y después en inglés. I'll ask the question in Spanish and then I'll ask it in English. ¿Cómo contribuyen las maquilas al tránsito de los migrantes y, por lo tanto, a la vulnerabilidad de todos los ciudadanos en esas regiones? How do the maquilas contribute to the transit, to population transit, and therefore to the vulnerability of all the population in the area?
It's complex, this question. Because the maquila role in Tijuana is a factor to pull attraction to people from the south of Mexico, central Mexico, to the border region. In cities like Tijuana, Ciudad Juarez, Nuevo Laredo, or Matamoros, there is maquila, and the flow of migrants go to the north. In the north, the people say, oh, USA is near. And this is maybe many people, I don't know how, but there is people that won't work in the maquila. When they work in the maquila, they can obtain the US visa. Okay, they work 1 year, 2 years. And sometimes they are the visa abuser. People that go to the United States with visa, all right, is entry, and then they overstay in United States. This is a factor that is a nexus between maquila and illegal flow of immigrants. But it's a very... very little population, this visa abuser. I think that the more important factor of the maquila is for the attraction, the migrants from the central Mexico to the border region. But the majority of the migrants apprehended for the border patrol, they came to the central Mexico. Uh, In fact, the role of the maquila is a little said, peso pequeño, no, little way in the that explanation for the explanation, no.
I think we have time for, or two more questions. All right, three. Is that okay? Three more questions.
Yes, I'm interested in knowing who it is that's actually doing this performance art that you displayed in Tijuana. What sector of the population? Just because you said that you went to some of the areas along the border and folks say, well, that's okay, that's the U.S.'s fence. So I was just curious about who was doing the performance.
Okay. La performance, basically. Yes, these people is people from United States and from NGO, American NGO and Mexican NGO. It's a little segment of population. It's a minority. In fact, it's a minority. But this performance is for the remember the problem. And this problem, the government Mexican and the Mexican government and the Mexican society is responsible, have responsibility in this phenomenon, in this reality. The people go from Mexico to United States, and this concern everybody. And this performance is for remember this problem. That have a more important dimension of Mexican dimension, but they are certainly NGO from South of California and NGO from Tijuana especially, but they won't remember, no? Remember the dead and remember the problem and remember to the Mexican society that. These people dead because these people can't live with dignity in Mexico. This is the question. But it's a minority.
What the folks that live along the border who aren't part of that group think of those performances? Have you asked or?
Okay. Okay, the people, the majority, is my opinion, my perception. The majority say, these people go to the desert, these people dead. This is a problem of these people. With the performance. This performance, they are good guys. They are good people, but this is a big problem, and this performance is not significant. It's don't understand the significant, but is this attitude is in solidarity attitude? Maybe, but. I think that the half of the population in Tijuana say wall? What wall? I don't know what wall. O sea, and the wall is here. No? It's insensible point of view of these people is in solidarity point of view. I don't know, but the third thing is that this performance, the people don't see this performance. Drive your cars. And do you understand my Spanglish? My
is it technically illegal to draw on the walls? Es ilegal dibujar en las paredes, técnicamente.
Okay. Sí, sí. Me lo dije.
En español.
I understand the stranger English of.
Sí, no, es está considerado ilegal dibujar en las paredes.
No, in United States, yes. One journalist from the San Diego Union Tribune made an interview. She say in United States is forbidden for law write the fence, but in Mexico no, the fence is like the Berlin Wall. Is many artists go to the fence and painting on the fence. Is the law don't forbid this performance. But in United States, this journalist, she say me, yes, in United States it's forbidden. Because I asked her, why the people don't paint the wall in United States? She said, oh, I think it's forbidden. I go, ah, okay. There is artists, always I made this question: why the artists of the United States don't performance on the wall, no? the graffiters.
We'll have time for one last question.
Regarding the most recent onset of violence from the middle of the last decade, is there a significant role of U.S. policy? You know, in the onset of that violence, and if so, is there anything that we can do to work with that policy, repeal it, or mitigate it?
Okay. No, the violence of the narcotraffic, the question, the drug problem, in my opinion, is a problem between two states, United States and Mexico. In Mexico, the people say the consumers, the buyer of the drug, living in United States, and the dollars that go to Mexico are from United States, and the guns, the cartel of drug have guns that the Mexican army have not. This barret gun. Is a armament that the narcotraffic cartel have this barret to destroy the blindage.
They use high-end sniper rifles that they buy in the United States that the Mexican army does not possess, and will penetrate armor that the Mexican military uses.
Okay. The technician, thank you so much. The technician from the army, and this is another side of the problem, no? The consumer, the market is here, and the certain guns, guns. But for another hand, in Mexico. There is people that create the same drugs, and this is the question. The violence is generated for the United States? Yes and not. The violence is generated in Mexico? Yes and not. It's a world problem because the narcotraffic is Hydra. I global Hydra, and there is many connection, and they are global. But in my opinion, the violence of the narcotraffic, reflects the weak state, the weak police, the weak justice, no justice, and. political science have an analytic concept is the failure state. Failure state. And this is the problem. The bylaw of the violence of narcotraffic in countries like Colombia or in countries like Mexico is associated at the weak state. This is the question. If the state is strong, if the state have a good intelligence for the combat the narcotraffic, the analysts say Mexico need no strong guns. They need a strong intelligence, service intelligence to the combat the drugs. So the question of violence is a problematica. Many people, this is my opinion, I don't think that the violence, United States play an important role in the violence. No, I think that the violence in Mexico the state, the government, the state, can make solutions to this violence. The armament, the AK-47 and the Barrett and the M-16. You know all and the guns Smith and Wesson, etc., etc., etc. This is a part of the problem, but it's not the problem. The problem of the violence is the Mexican government need the more intelligence, service of intelligence, and education, and a strong economy. And the role of the United States is part of the problem, but en español se dice, no le eches la culpa a tu vecino de tus problemas, ¿no? Okay. And this is the question. Is the violence in Mexico is a Mexican problem? I think, and in my opinion, it's necessary the collaboration between United States and Mexico for resolve this problem. Hillary Clinton go now this in the Mexico. This is the solution between for the violence, but For finish this comment, the violence in Mexico has cultural dimensions. There is machism. There is the drug, the narco the narco killers take drugs, and because we can't understand why a human being could the head to the cartel, rival cartel, or could the hand, or could the tongue, o sea, o the pozolero is the, ¿cómo se dice? ¿Ácido? ¿Acid? Yes, the destroyed body in acid. These people are insane. There is, in fact, there is factors, cultural factors, that explain this dimension of the violence. And including these people suicide when they are fight to the policeman or the cartel rivals cartels, they kill him. And this is a dimension of the violence that United States don't take. Do you understand my explain? Yeah, in my weak English. Yeah, thank you.
Please join me in thanking Guillermo Alonso.
Thank you so much.
This concludes tonight's lecture. Thank you for coming.